الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Alhamdulillah, the little bits of nasiha that we can share, and we know that we are not fit to share nasiha, but the little bits that we can share with the listeners of Markaz Sahaba online is concerning the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, we know that last night was the first of the odd nights of the month of Ramadan, the first of the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. And obviously we know as well that we are now in that period where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam encourages Ummah to seek out the night of Qadr, the night of power, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this night so precious and mubarak that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says concerning this night that A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, laylatil qadri khayrun min alf shahr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very clear that this particular night is better than 1,000 months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. And subhanallah, what a great night this must be. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not leave this particular night very much defined to us. Instead, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encourages us to seek out the blessings of this night by looking at the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. So therefore, our first encouragement to the listeners of Markaz Sahaba is to search out this night and not be convinced about a particular night. Very often, we know that the views of the ulama, some ulama go to the view that is the 27th night. Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullahi, for example, had a view that it could be the 21st night or the 23rd night. All these views of the ulama are based on the hadith. But Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullahi, he, even though he had the opinion that it might be on the 21st and the 23rd or the 23rd night, he still said that it is best still to seek the night of Laylatul Qadr based on looking at the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. So therefore, our first advice to the listeners of Markaz Sahaba online is do not depend on it being on a particular night. Rather, try to spend all of those nights in ibadah in such a way that no matter which night it is, that we are guaranteed that since we are in ibadah in all of these nights, that undoubtedly we will receive the blessings of being ibadah during the night of Qadr and Laylatul Qadr, inshallah. This is point number one, inshallah. Point number two, what types of things should one be doing on Laylatul Qadr? It is narrated in a hadith by Imam Ahmad, rahimullah, that Rasulullah narrated from Sayyidina Aisha, radhiyallahu anha, that she asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, or Rasulullah, if I should be present and the night of Qadr reaches me, then what ibadah should I involve myself in? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam encouraged her to make the following dua. And it's a dua, very well-known dua, very famous dua. The dua is as follows. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afu wa fa'fu anni. Oh Allah, you are al-afu. You are the one who pardons and forgives everything. Tuhibbul afwa. You love pardoning. فَعْفُ عَنِّي. Therefore, pardon me also, Allah. So this is a dua that we encourage the listeners of Markaz Sahaba online to try to memorize and try to remember. As we say, this dua comes in Musnad Ahmad, Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah ta'ala, reported on the authority of Aisha radhiallahu anha. I'll repeat the dua once again so that the listeners might just try to remember it, inshallah. The dua is, اللهم إنك عَفُوٌ تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوَ فَعْفُ عَنِّي اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّكَ عَفُوٌ تُحِبُّ الْعَفْوَ فَعْفُ عَنِّي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted the ability to implement this beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as taught to us by the mother of believers, one of the mothers of believers, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa bint Siddiq radhiallahu anhuma. This is point number two, inshallah. Point number three, inshallah, it is not restricted to a particular ibadah that one should be performing on Laylatul Qadr. Rather, try to engage in various types of ibadat, inshallah. Try to perform some extra nafl salah, try to perform some extra azkar, try to perform some recitation of the Quran. However, when it comes to certain ahadith and certain azkar, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions very clearly the virtue of certain adhkar. Our respected Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain used to makes mention of one particular hadith quite often, and it was a very famous hadith to the point where no ulama graduate unless they have completed this hadith. This hadith is generally read at the jalsa of the ulama when they graduate, and it is because this hadith is the very last hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that kalimatani habibatani ila ar-Rahmani خفيفتان على اللسان سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم says كلمتان, two phrases, حبيبتان إلى الرحمن, very beloved to Allah سبحانه وتعالى, خفيفتان على اللسان, very light on the tongue and easy to say, and ثقيلتان في الميزان, very heavy on the scale, meaning on the scale of our good deeds on the day of Qiyamah, it is very heavy. And those two phrases are سبحان الله وبحمده and سبحان الله العظيم. These are once again adhkar which are very famous. And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentions remarkable virtues about these two particular phrases, inshallah. So let us try to engage in reciting سبحان الله وبحمده, سبحان الله العظيم as often as one can, inshallah, and try to reap the rewards of making this particular dhikr on the occasion of Laylatul Qadr, inshallah. Another very famous hadith is narrated in Jami' al-Tirmidhi, that Imam Tirmidhi says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, he comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, O Nabi of Allah, I love you tremendously. And he asks Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much of my time should I engage in performing salawat upon you, O Nabi of Allah? And after a lengthy discussion, I'm just cutting to the very end of the hadith at this point in time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eventually tells him that if he should spend all of his time in making salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then two things will happen. Number one, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, yukfa hammuk. All of your concerns and all of your worries will be taken care of in this world. Wa yukfar dhambuk. And all of your sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to forgive only. As well. And this is only based on performing salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So also on the night of Qadr, try, let our listeners of Markaz Sahaba online, let us try to engage in performing as much as possible salawat upon our beloved master, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the next part of the advice, inshallah, point number four, inshallah, is that try to love all of those things which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved. It's a very important point that sometimes we should put our personal preferences aside and say that because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved this, I will start loving this more than I would love what I initially used to love myself. And this applies in everything in our lives. But in particular, and alhamdulillah, I'm so fortunate that this particular nasiha is going on a radio station by the name of Markaz Sahaba, because the fourth part is regarding those particular Sahaba. Hadith comes in Tirmidhi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, Allah, Allah fi ashabi, Allah, Allah fi ashabi, la tattakhidhu maghraman ba'di. And I'm going to stop here quickly and I'll continue after, inshallah, after translating this a little bit. Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, Allah, Allah fi ashabi, that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concerning my Sahaba. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam repeats it again. Allah, Allah fi ashabi. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concerning my sahaba rabbanim. لا تتخذوا مغرضا بعدي. Do not take them as a target after me. And here comes the part that we want to make mention of here. Loving everything that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loves. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then says, فَمَنْ أَحَبَّهُمْ فَبِحُبِّي أَحَبَّهُمْ. That whoever loves them, is due to his love for me that he can love them, those Sahaba. This is Markaz Sahaba online. This is the home of Sahaba. This is the base of the Sahaba. This is a radio station. This is the name of the radio station. Is this? So therefore, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaches us that love the Sahaba because I love them, and love them because loving them means loving me. So this is a very noble deed to just merely love the Sahaba. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum. Read the numerous ayat in the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum. Currently we are busy with a little booklet of ours called the 100 Ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, in which we isolated 100 Ayat, and we are writing a commentary on these 100 Ayat in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the noble Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Hashr ayah number 10, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us what we should do concerning the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum. Allah ta'ala first mentions in ayah number 8 and ayah number 9 who these great personalities are. Allah ta'ala speaks about Muhajireen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Ansar. And then Allah ta'ala says, if you are not of the Muhajireen and you are not of the Ansar, then you should do the following thing, which is ayah number 10 in Surah Hashr, inshaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِن بَعْدِهِمْ. As for those who come after the Muhajireen and after the Ansar, يقولون, they say, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا, O Allah, forgive us. وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ, and O Allah, forgive those who had iman before us. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and O Allah, don't place any malice or rancor or hatred in our hearts for those who had iman. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ, O Allah, you are most kind, you are most merciful. This is an important dua, because this dua is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs the ummah, that if you want to be a believer, you either need to be of the Muhajireen, which we know obviously in our time we cannot be of the Muhajireen. Allah ta'ala says, if you're not of the Muhajireen, then be of Ansar. And once again, we know in our time we cannot be of Ansar. And Allah ta'ala says, if you cannot be of the Muhajireen and you cannot be of Ansar, then be of those people who make dua for the Muhajireen and Ansar, and making dua for the Sahaba al-Anam as a whole, inshaAllah. So therefore, we repeat the dua and we encourage our listeners that the dua is mentioned in Surah Hashr, ayah number 10. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what the believers should be saying, everybody who comes after the Sahaba al-Anam, we should be saying, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. So we encourage our listeners, inshallah, try to go to Surah Hashr and ayah number 10, and try to read this dua, and try to memorize this dua, and make this a daily habit in our lives, that we will read the dua of maghfirah and love for the Sahaba al-Anam, which is taught to us in Surah Hashr, ayah number 10, inshallah. And then, lastly, Jama'at al-Muslimin, or listeners of Markaz Sahaba Online, is on Thursday past, the Thursday that passed now, was the 17th day of Ramadan. On the 17th day of Ramadan, a major event took place. This year, it would be 1,438 years ago, a major event took place, and that is the event of Badr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved that event of Badr so much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls that day Yawm al-Furqan, the day of the criterion and distinction, the day which Allah ta'ala distinguished between Haqq and Batil. And that day Allah ta'ala mentions in the Quran, which means, please forgive me for the coughing, I'm not too feeling too well. Allah ta'ala mentions this day in the Quran, which means until the day of Qiyamah, whoever reads this Quran will have to remember that particular day. That day in which a group of just over 300 people with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam faced an enemy and conquered and were victorious on that day. And until the day of Qiyamah, that day will be known as Yawm al-Furqan. That day is the day in which Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam marched forward to the battlefield of Badr with a group of just over 300 very dedicated and very, very obedient Sahaba, conquered, and they were victorious, inshaAllah. Just to give us some idea of who these Sahaba were, a number of years later, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is strategizing and planning on taking over Makkah al-Mukarrama, and a person by the name of Sayyidina Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a, radiallahu anhu, he writes a letter to his family in Makkah al-Mukarrama. Sayyidina Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a, radiallahu anhu, was a very poor Sahabi, and his family were poor in Makkah. So he writes a letter to his family in Makkah al-Mukarrama, informing them that, well, we as the Muslims, we will be marching upon Makkah, so rather stay indoors, be safe, etc., etc. And he sends this letter with a lady who is traveling to Makkah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, go inform my beloved that there is a letter on its way to Makkah informing the people of Makkah of your impending march upon Makkah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends three Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum that go intercept this letter before this letter reaches Makkah. And long story short, the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent, they reach this lady and they intercept the letter and they bring the letter back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is standing with this letter and somebody reads the letter for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And obviously the impression that is created, and I say purposely the impression that is created, is as if Sina Hatib ibn Balta'a radhiyallahu anhu had committed treason by informing others of the plans. And therefore Sina Umar ibn Khattab radhiyallahu anhu, knowing that he has such love for and such devotion for Allah ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, O Nabi of Allah, this man is guilty of treason. Allow me to kill him for being guilty of treason. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Sina Umar ibn Khattab radhiyallahu anhu, O Umar, be patient. Have patience. Do you know who this person is? Do you know who Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a radhiyallahu anhu is? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Innahu Badri. He is a Badri. He was with me at Badr. Wa la'alla Allah ittala'a ala ahli Badrin faqal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked at the people of Badr and said, If'alu ma shi'tum faqad ghafartu lakum. That do whatever you wish after today because I have forgiven you. So this is the state of the people of Badr. That after Badr they could do whatever they wish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven them. So this is an event that took place 1,438 years ago. On this past Thursday now, it took place 1,438 years ago. It behoves us, and it is this, they are deserving of us remembering this occasion and making dua for them. So our fourth piece of advice to the listeners of Markaz Sahaba online, inshallah, is appreciate the sacrifices of the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum and love the Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum. For two reasons that we have mentioned now, and numerous other reasons, but for the two reasons that we have mentioned for now, is because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved them by the hadith that we mentioned earlier, comes in Tirmidhi, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, love them because loving them is loving me. And for the second reason, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves them, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell them that, do whatever you wish, that I have forgiven you. So these are our four advices to the listeners of Radio Islam, that whatever we do, inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that we have acceptance on the night of Qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should accept all the ibadat, all the du'as, every single little zikr and salawat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we perform, every du'a that we make, Allah ta'ala should accept, inshallah. Please do not forget, make du'a for our parents, make du'a for our spouses, make du'a for our children, make du'a for our youth, make du'a for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a special request from my side is if people, listeners of Markaz Sahaba online, can please remember Muhammad Ilyas and I and his entire family in du'as as well. We are desperately in need of the du'as of the ummah, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.